the paper title is Instantaneous Phase Tracking of Oscillatory Signals Using EMD and Rao Black Noise Particle Filtering. First, we will have a brief description of empirical mode decomposition. Then the main problem, which is the instantaneous phase tracking, is formulated using particle filtering. And then Rao Black Noise Particle Filtering is used to reformulate the problem. And we have a new phase tracking system. We have provided experimental results. And at the end, we have conclusion. EMD or empirical mode decomposition is an adaptive and data-driven method for analyzing non-stationary and non-linear signals that can be used for analyzing non-stationary and non-linear signals, such as EEG signals. So EMD decomposes a mixture signal to a number of oscillatory waveforms called intrinsic mode functions, or IMF. So if we apply EMD to a mixture signal, we can have a number of IMFs sorted by the highest frequency to the lowest frequency. Most times, the few first generated IMFs are noisy because they contain the highest frequencies in the mixture signal. And because EMD is an adaptive, is a data-driven method, we can use the sum of generated IMFs in order to reconstruct the mixture signal. So if we consider the IMF as the real part and its Hilbert transform as the complex part, we can form an analytic signal. Using this analytic signal, we can estimate the instantaneous amplitude and instantaneous frequency phase of the IMF. And because the mixture signal can be reconstructed using the sum of IMF, these IMFs are the real part of this complex part. So the main problem is to estimate or track the instantaneous phase of an oscillation or of an IMF. So we can, because the IMF is noisy, if we consider this equation, if the IMF is noisy, this instantaneous amplitude and this instantaneous phase is not the exact values. So the objective is to estimate the actual instantaneous amplitude and instantaneous phase from a noisy IMF, because if the IMF is noisy, these parameters are not the exact value. Here we try to use the particle filtering in order to track the instantaneous phase and amplitude of an IMF. The idea is to extract this instantaneous amplitude and phase and formulate it in the state space of the particle filtering. We need to define the state transition function and the observation function. The observation function is simple because we consider the mixture signal as the observation, and the observation function can be obtained using this formulation because this is the sum of IMFs, and the sum of IMFs can be formed using this equation. And these variables are formed in the state space. The main problem is to determine or obtain the state transition function, which is not an easy problem. We can use Rao Black Noise Particle Filtering in order to reformulate the problem to reduce the size of the state space. Rao Black Noise Particle Filtering are extension of particle filtering that can be applied to conditionally linear state variables. So if we partition the state variables into linear part and nonlinear part, we can estimate the linear part using the Kalman filtering, and we can estimate the nonlinear part using particle filtering. So if we apply the Rao Black Noise Particle Filtering, the reduced number of particles are required in order to estimate the state of the system, because the linear part is taken out and estimated by Kalman filtering. So here we reformulate our problem. This is the observation, and this is the observation function. We can take the amplitudes, instantaneous amplitudes, out and form a vector. This vector has a linear relation to the mixture signal. So this vector can be estimated by Kalman filtering. And then this is a vector of the of this term, and the nonlinear state variables are instantaneous phase. So this instantaneous phase are the nonlinear part of the problem. So we need to use particle filtering in order to estimate these variables. Kalman filtering is used to estimate these variables. So the state space size is reduced to estimate the size. Again, the main problem is to define the state transition function. So because the main state variables are instantaneous phase, we need to define a state transition phase, state transition. This is not easy. This cannot be obtained easy because the phase transition function is a complex function. It cannot be modeled, for example, using a simple first-order Markovian. For example, for instantaneous amplitude, we can use a first-order Markovian process, and then we can track the instantaneous amplitude. But for instantaneous phase, as you will see in the later slides, the instantaneous phase across different time points is, for example, is increasing from minus pi to pi, and then the phase change suddenly change. So this change in the phase sign makes this phase transition function very complex. We cannot have a simple function in order to determine the phase transition function. So we formulate the problem of tracking instantaneous amplitude and phase using IMF and EMDs. We formulate everything, but the issue is to determine the phase transition function, which is unknown, and it's very complex. We can, if we have access to the estimated phase, we can obtain the frequencies. The frequencies can be obtained using the differentiation of the phase. So the instantaneous frequency can be obtained by differentiation of instantaneous phase. Since an IMF is an oscillatory waveform in a narrowband frequency range, the instantaneous frequencies across different time points are smooth. For example, because an IMF belongs to a specific narrowband frequency range, so we expect that the instantaneous frequency is within a specific narrowband frequency range as well. So we can use this information of the instantaneous frequency and try to include the information of instantaneous frequency into the formulated particle filtering. So by using this information, by using the information of the frequencies, we can try to estimate the instantaneous phase. So the objective is to track the instantaneous phase while at the same time try to smooth the frequency traces. Because when an IMF is noisy and we estimate the instantaneous frequency, we can see that the instantaneous frequency is not within a specific frequency band. For example, there is a sudden change in the instantaneous frequency and it goes beyond the frequency range. So we can use this information, this assumption that for an oscillation or for an IMF, the instantaneous frequency should be smooth within a specific narrowband frequency range. So we use the additional information of instantaneous frequency, try to include this additional information into the formulated Rao-Black-Weiss particle filtering and try to estimate the instantaneous phase indirectly. Now, in this work, we first try to use only one IMF. The method later can be extended for different number of, for example, instantaneous phase tracking of all of the IMFs at the same time. But for this work, we only consider only one IMF. The observation is only one IMF, which is noisy. This is the observation noise. This is the observation function. It simply can be obtained using this term, considering the instantaneous amplitude and instantaneous phase using the Hilbert transform. And then this is the state transition function. The state variables are amplitude and phase of one IMF, one noisy IMF. This instantaneous amplitude is estimated using Kalman filtering, and this should be estimated using particle filtering. But as far as we don't have access to the instantaneous phase transition function, we need to use the information of instantaneous frequency in order to see how we can estimate the instantaneous phase. This is the pseudocode of the instantaneous phase tracking. The main objective is to first, in this work, is to estimate the instantaneous frequency. The focus is to estimate the phases across different time points, but we also estimate the amplitudes. But for amplitudes, we only use first-order Markovian process in order to define the state transition. But for phase, as I said in the previous slide, this is a complex function. We cannot simply use a first-order Markovian. For example, the phase sign suddenly change. So there are some particle initialization in this step. And then, for example, when we want to estimate the state, the phase, instantaneous phase at each time point, we generate two phases. One is obtained by the positive of the phase in the previous time point plus a random Gaussian noise. One is obtained from the negative of the phase in the previous time point plus a Gaussian white noise. So we generated two phases. In order to select between these two phases, we need to estimate the instantaneous frequency and try to see that which one of these phases tries to smooth the instantaneous frequency within a narrowband frequency range. So we also have one variable as a frequency, and then we estimate this variable, and we use this frequency variable comparing, and then we compare this variable that is obtained from the estimated frequency in the previous time point. We compare to the frequency that it that is obtained by each of, considering each of these phases. And then we try to use this information of the frequency and then include it as the weight, as sum of, as a weight, in order to update the weight of the particle filtering. But the, when we try to use the, when we implemented the method, this pseudocode was not working initially, because there is a situation, for example, the phase transition is around zero. When the phase transition is around zero, suddenly, and because we use the Hilbert transform, the instantaneous frequency becomes negative, it becomes positive, and backs to the specific frequency range that the IMF belongs. So because this estimated frequency becomes negative, it's not because of the noise, it's because the phase transition is around zero. It's a special case. In our algorithm, we try to detect this situation that the estimated instantaneous frequency is out of the frequency range, but is not due to the noise or because of wrong estimation of the phase from the positive or negative. It's because of phase transition around zero. We detect this situation, so we use two variables in order to update the weight of the particles. And then at the end, if we have some invalid particles, for example, if the estimated phase is bigger than pi or less than minus pi, we set the weight of the invalid particle to zero in order not to have any contribution for the estimation of a state of the system. Or if the estimated instantaneous frequency is larger than the maximum frequency of a specific band that the IMF belongs, we set the weight to zero. Or if the estimated frequency is lower than the minimum frequency that the IMF belongs, we set the weight to weight of the particles to zero. So we remove the invalid particles. So the important issue in this pseudocode is that because we cannot simply have a function for phase transition, we need to generate two phases. One is from positive of phase in the previous time point. One is from negative of the phase in the previous time point. Then using the information of frequency, we try to select between these two phases. Also because we try to smooth the frequency traces across different time points, we somehow consider the we somehow try to denoise the IMF, because for a noisy IMF the estimated instantaneous frequency goes beyond the frequency range. And also for the special situation when the phase transition is around zero, we try to change our variables. We apply the method to two sets of simulated data. We generated four amplitude and frequency modulated sine wave. We added a Gaussian wave white noise. The signal-to-noise ratio is calculated using this formulation. We consider two SNR levels, 3 and 7. We estimate the instantaneous frequency using our purpose method. Also, we use the Hilbert transform of the noisy IMF, and it is clear that in both SNR levels, our method outperforms the instantaneous frequency, the Hilbert transform. So this is one illustration for estimation of instantaneous phase. The actual instantaneous phase is the black one, and the, for the noisy is the red one. The result of the tracking is a dot line. So you can see that for tracking, we have a better estimation. And you can see here, for example, the phase sign suddenly changed. Our algorithm detects this situation. And here, the phase transition is around zero, so the estimated instantaneous frequency in this part should be negative, but this is not due to the noise because of this transition. And then our algorithm can track the instantaneous phase in both SNR levels better than the Hilbert transform. This is the result of tracking instantaneous amplitude, and this is instantaneous estimated instantaneous frequency, the phase transition around zero. This is the black one is the actual one, becomes negative, but this is not because of noise, because of the phase transition around zero. Still, our method can smooth the frequency traces. The noisy IMF is the red one, the instantaneous frequency, so we try to keep the instantaneous frequency in a narrow frequency band range. And then we apply the method into the real data. We consider C3 channel, and then we estimate the instantaneous phase and amplitude. And this is the smoothing results in frequency domain. So the dotted line is the instantaneous frequency tracking or smoothing using Raoult-Wallace particle filtering. The noisy IMF frequency is this one. So we propose a new phase tracking system that uses both EMD and Raoult-Wallace particle filtering. The idea is to smooth frequency traces. And also we use some if-then-else rules. We added some constraint to the Raoult-Wallace particle filtering formulations. We try to denoise the IMF at the same time, attracting instantaneous phase. And here later the method can be extended more in order to solve the mode mixing problem of the EMD. This should be exploited in another research, and the method has application to speech enhancement, also for phase synchronization of EEG signal in different frequency band among different regions. The method can be used. Initially, if we use only particle filtering, the number of state variables is higher, but we partition the state variables into linear and nonlinear part. So if we use a reduced number of state variables, so then required number of particles should be lower. But for one IMF, because the state only contains one phase, so I considered 10,000 particles. Yes, because we use some constraint in the Raoult-Wallace particle filtering, we need to have a higher number of particles in order to reliably estimate the state. But if you use several IMFs, so we have several nonlinear parts, several phases, we need to increase the number of particles. Yeah, this is some minor problems with the particle filtering is that the number of particles in some cases should be high in order to have a reliable estimation. I use proposal density as the proposal density. So the weight can be obtained simply using the weight in the previous time point multiplied by the likelihood function. Okay, is that a question?